much do you guys know about makgeolli? Korea's traditional milky white rice wine. I'm Brian Ju. We'll find out right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, March 24th, 2023, and we just heard a song by Sudan. It's called Wine, 오늘 취하면, featuring Chang Mo. Now, 막걸리 빗길 is what Koreans call makgeolli making and sharing. Now, if you didn't know already, the long-standing tradition has been designated a national intangible cultural heritage in 2021. Now, you can find historical records of makgeolli making dating back to the ancient Goryeo Kingdom, which dates back to 1918 to 1392, and from cookbooks of the Joseon period, 1392 to 1910. Now, the milky white alcoholic beverage was made and enjoyed by farmers who use leftover rice to create a drink that is both refreshing and nutritious, as it helps with digestion and, of course, boosts your immune function. What used to be thought of as a drink for the elderly, for the older people, of course, is now enjoyed by younger generations of drinkers as well. Now, did you know that there are places in Korea where visitors can try their own hand at making makgeolli? Now, some makgeolli breweries have opened up shop to hold regular makgeolli making classes. Sounds like fun! Now, it's Friday. How about you guys make your own selves a nice bowl, and we can call them, you know, sabal here, or they actually call them sabal here, and make them of makgeolli with your favorite Korean pancakes or chun. That's what a lot of Koreans do, like when, especially when it's raining. I know a lot of people in Korea are like, oh, I want some chun and makgeolli. They pair so well together and beautifully. And what about adding some makgeolli making to your list of to-dos when you travel to Korea? Because spring is in the season, in the air, and what do you want to do? You want to travel and do new things, so make some makgeolli, taste it, and have some jeon. But for now, listen to some great music. We got Kyungza with Let's Have a Drink. 술 한잔해요. We just heard Let's Have a Drink, 술 한잔 해요, by Kyungza and, of course, MJ. And we got some quick announcements on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, and we got 9.630 megahertz bound for India, which is soon going to change to 9.785 starting this Sunday, March 26th. So keep that in mind. Now, we have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong app, KBS World Radio app, and KBS World Radio On Air app. You guys can check out our website for more details as well on how to listen and participate at world.kbs.co.kr. And of course, our KBS World Radio English service page on the Book of Faces, or simply the gram at KBS K-Pop. Now, please remember to post up your song requests, comments, and responses to our what? Our Y2C question of the week on a gram or message board for a chance to win a prize. We all love prizes. And if you guys are tuning in via podcast, make sure to find us on our website and don't forget to rate us 5 stars so we get more listeners to join in on the fun and learn about what? K-Pop. Anyway, y'all know what today is. It's Friday! We got Walter joining us in the studio for what? Lights, camera, action in just a bit. But before that, we got coffee or tea. And before that, two great songs. First up, we got Four Men with Butterfly Grave, 나비 무덤. And then we have 안녕, Hey Yo.
Standing beside you as you sleep, my mind 내가 매일 기다리 하고
Would you like a coffee or two coffees or a tea? I figured you guys want two coffees because guess what? It's Friday, and I know a lot of you are planning to go out and you need that extra energy and caffeine, so get ready for the news that we have for you today. Now, we talked about Seoul City's plans to revamp the riverside areas of the Han River by building the world's largest spokeless Ferris wheel called the Seoul Ring a few weeks ago. Y'all remember that, right? Well, it looks like there are going to be more renovations to come to make Seoul a more attractive city, not just for locals, but for tourists alike. Now, the next plan on the list is to build floating swimming pools. Similar to Copenhagen's harbor baths on the Han River by 2026. Now, a new plan announced this week states that a waterfront leisure complex will be built at the Icheon Hangang Park in the Yongsan District. Now, the facility will include at least 3 swimming pools, a sunset observatory deck, performance stage, restaurants, coffee shops, boat docking facilities, and much more. Now, there will be 3 floating pools sprawled across some 800 square meters, and they're expected to have separate areas for warm water and a kiddie pool. Although there are some sticking points, like whether the city will be able to use water from the Han River to fill up the pools like Copenhagen's harbor baths, which are filled with seawater. But government officials said the technicalities will be discussed later, and construction will likely begin in 2025. Now, Riverside leisure facilities will be something Seoul citizens and tourists alike will definitely look forward to. Don't you agree? I'm looking forward to it. Floating pools? Really? I feel like we're in the days of the Avatar, y'all. Anyways, 2 great songs coming your way right now. We have Kwon Eun-bi with Underwater and Seventeen, Swimming Full.
Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Lights, Camera, and Action. Walter Lee is back in the studio with me to talk about K-dramas and films and their related songs. Welcome, Walter.
Hello, hello. I've got a great movie for you today, actually. It's a thriller. Sorry. Let me take that back. I've got a mediocre movie for you today, Brian. Because I know you don't like it when I really hype things up, because you don't like those hyped-up movies.
Because if you hype it up, I won't watch it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so,
all right, something I might watch then.
It's so-so. So let me just talk a little bit about it. Now, it's a thriller. Some may even call it a horror. Oh. It just depends on who you're talking to.
You just got my attention.
Yes, it's based on a Japanese novel. And excuse my Japanese because it's horrible, but the novel is called Sumaho o Otoshita Dake.
Oh, now, I mean, that doesn't sound bad to me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure our Japanese listeners are going, what is he talking about?
Exactly.
However, it's not a big, let's say, blockbuster movie. It doesn't have huge names in it, but I think that even adds more to the movie, which I'll talk about a little later.
Alrighty.
So, this movie is called Unlocked.
Oh.
Unlocked, alright? Okay. Now, when you think of the word unlocked, what do you think of?
I think of the door being unlocked.
Well, it's sort of like that. However, we're actually talking about mobile phones.
Oh, when you unlock your phone.
Yeah, so this movie revolves around a worker. Now, her name is Inami, but really, the big character in this movie is actually a mobile phone.
Ooh.
Now, Nami loses her smartphone on a night out with her friends, as you do. You get a bit drunk. You just don't know what you've got in your hand. You stumble around. We've all done it. But it is found by an interesting young man by the name of Oh Jun-young.
Okay.
Now, however, when Nami's friends contact her lost phone, they are met with a female voice on the other side. Why? Because on the other line, it turns out there is an AI voice, but there's no spoilers as to more about that.
AI? Now,
yes. So at the same time this is happening, a murder case is under investigation by a detective. The detective's name is Ujiman. Unlucky for him, this detective has... Well, they've got a murder case.
Okay.
But it seems like it's connected to his son. Now,
I like what you're talking about right now.
Yeah. Are these two stories related? I'm not going to tell you because there is a twist ending. I never tell you twist endings.
Please don't ruin it, because what you just talked about right now is making me want to go home, end this radio show right now, and watch the dang movie.
You should, as soon as you finish today's recording, you should put it straight on your phone, because it's about people on their phones.
Alrighty.
Anyway, brings me to my question, a really fun question. Are you addicted to your phone, Brian? I bet you the answer is yes.
I'm yes and no.
yes
and no, because I'm one of those people, when I do have a game night or a movie night at my house, I make everyone put their phones in my fireplace. That way you can't touch the phones.
Is it on fire, the fireplace? Oh,
no. If the fireplace is on, of course, obviously I won't do it. Or I'll put it on the coffee table, yep, face down, and the first person who even reaches for their phone will either have to take a shot or buy us a meal another day.
Oh, that's a game, right? Like, I've seen that in bars where people, like, your first one to touch their phone has to buy everyone around a drink, sort
exactly
of thing.
Yeah. And so I'm very strict on that kind of thing. And I say, you know what? If we're going to touch our phones, we agree, like, midway through the movie, maybe 45 minutes of the movie, mm-hmm, like, all right. 2-minute phone break.
Yes.
Because some people might have to do like a work email check and all that stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm, we have to do it all at the same time. Because what happens when you have movie nights? People are like, oh, dude, what just happened? I'm like, because you were on your phone, dude.
Yeah, that is annoying.
It's so annoying.
I don't know what's more annoying. People talking through movies are like, who's that? What is that person doing?
Good thing you brought that up because I have a friend who would always do that. And I'm sitting here like, dude, none of us saw the film or the TV show, so we don't know. So just watch it.
Yeah, I know. I hate when people do that.
People who ask questions need to be freaking quarantined.
Yes.
Need to be put on an island.
Or at least just not watch movies with other people.
Exactly. Just watch it by yourselves. Please don't annoy the rest of the world. There you go.
Exactly.
Anyways, we are talking about the smartphone or unlocking your phone. So we have a great song right now to start our segment. It's from Che Yena, Smartphone. Yeah, we're just laughing right now in the studio because we're talking about what we talked about right before the song, about how people talk during movies and all that stuff. I got a feeling our producer, Sophia, would be a talker.
Yeah.
Macho.
Yeah.
See, she's laughing.
She loves to talk during those movie times. We can't go watch a movie.
I'm writing
with her.
It down on my calendar. Note to self, never watch a movie with Sophia PD because I will be stressed. There you go. Anyways, we're talking about a movie. What's it called again?
Unlocked.
Unlocked, yes. And unlocked, obviously, is not a door, it's not an icebox. We're talking about your smartphone or your cell phone.
That's right. So let me tell you why this movie actually got a lot of attention. Now, it's not a blockbuster movie, it doesn't have big names in it, but it did garner a lot of attention on the and streaming service.
Okay.
Especially with my female friends who told me about it.
Oh.
Now, I guess you know how I said before, it might be a horror to some.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'll give a little bit away about the movie. There is hacking involved.
Hacking. Okay.
Now, obviously, South Korea has a very bad reputation in recent years about hacking being involved here, especially for the women.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a scary and very sensitive thing for women to talk about. So I guess since it's more realistic than, let's say, a monster, many women find this more of a horror flick than a thriller flick, I guess. So, but it kind of gives me a question of, are you interested in that true crime? Do you like how people are very addicted to true crime and they get scared from it? Are you a person that loves to watch true crime?
I like anything mysterious. So,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Even the other night, I went to bed watching Scariest Things caught on CCTV Camera Top 5 2023, all that stuff.
Oh, is that on?
I watch it right before bed and people think I'm crazy. Like, won't you have nightmares? I'm like, no, it's a healing.
You and me both, man. You and me both. I watch a lot of ghost YouTube videos.
Yes, like Ghost Encounters and all those ghost catcher films and
TV shows.
Do
you believe in them?
Some I do. Some I'm like, all right, that could be, you know, it could be, you know, hacked a little bit. They could be set things up. But sometimes you're kind of like, you know what? That could happen.
That could happen. Like, I guess that's why people are actually, women are more scared of real life situations like monsters attacking your phone, hackers and everything. So that's the reason why I think it gained a lot of attention from my female friends, because my male friends are just like, I think it was all right. But a lot of my female friends are like, oh my God, it made me really.
Does it really happen?
Yeah. Anxious about having my phone, unlocking my phone, losing my phone. What's going to happen? Can I trust the people?
Well, that's what I think about like these apps nowadays, like these set up and couple apps. Like,
yeah.
Something der, you know, Tim, you know, with the team. Because you think about it, like, you're matching with people, you're swiping, and you say, oh, I'm going to go on a date with this person tonight. And then you meet them in an alley, and next thing you know, five people show up in a van, and they cut your body, and they freaking put your body parts on black market. Like,
how many dates are you going to where you're going, let's meet in an alley?
Well, not even an alley. Say you meet in front of a restaurant, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're eating here? No, we're going to walk to another place.
Ah,
but they happen to plan it out that you're walking past an alley when your boys are hiding there to kidnap this poor young innocent person to sell their body parts on black market.
I think we have another movie.
Oh my god, I have another movie. It's probably already made, but yeah.
Yes, it is. So anyway, we're going through our theme today. Our theme, it has to do with a little bit like crime and everything like that, because it also has to do with phones, actually. It's not just crime, it's about phones today. So our second song is by Highlight, and our third song is by Newest.
Let's check it out. Highlight singing Calling You and Newest with 여보세요. Hello. 여보세요. All right, we're back from listening to Newest with Hello or 여보세요, and we're here with Walter for Lights, Camera, Action, talking about Unlocked, a new film that's on the N streaming site. It came out this year, and I am enticed. I am interested. I'm going to watch it tonight if I can. So, what did you like about this movie?
Well, I thought it was a really interesting movie. I tend to enjoy those thrillers slash horrors, I guess, if you call it that one, more when they have... like, they don't have big names, sorry. I really don't like it seeing a movie with, like, let's say Brad Pitt or someone in it, and you're like, especially with
horror.
You mean
the big names, the big stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if it's horror, you're like, I can't really get into the movie because Brad Pitt's in it, and I know that Brad Pitt is, like, a huge movie star, and it takes me away from the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I loved Paranormal Activity.
Oh.
Didn't know anyone in it.
Because they weren't, like, A-listing actors.
Right.
Okay.
Just, like, it just looked like everyday people.
Just like Blair Witch Project, then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Such a good movie, right?
Okay.
Because it didn't take you away from, like, oh, that's Angelina Jolie. Like,
that
she's not going to be in a forest in the middle of nowhere sort
of
thing. So that's one of the reasons why I really like this story, is because I could actually get involved in the story itself. I can concentrate a little bit more on that storyline.
Mm.
The story also made me feel uncomfortable about the next time I take something to my repair shop. So, you know, these days people can hack your phones really easily, but if you take it to a repair shop, can I trust the repairman? Is he going to take something out or put something in? I think I might just have to buy a new phone every time.
All I know is, luckily, I don't know what phone you use, what
iPhone.
Brand. Okay, so those phones are actually less likely to be hacked than Android phones.
Okay.
Androids are way easier to hack, way easier to get into. So, just letting you know, I'm not trying to sell you guys on the Sagwa, phone, but that's what I use. So that's why I heard that, and I can't change to Android because of that one reason.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let me give you a rating today. It's a new movie, so you should definitely go check it out. It's streaming at the moment, and it's doing really well here in South Korea. I'm going to give it a pretty average rating. It was a 3. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't bad,
I mean,
though.
That's good for a horror or thriller film. You know?
I definitely say it's about a 3 out of 5,
but good.
I still think it's a must watch. I mean, if you got some time over the weekend, which is tomorrow and Sunday, then you have to check it out.
Alrighty. There you guys have it. Walter's rating for Unlocked. If you guys have time this weekend, tonight especially, if you're not going out, go watch it. Open up a bottle of wine, have your favorite snack, and watch this film. And as we say goodbye to Walter, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
And we're going to play the 2 songs that we have set up for you guys right now related to scary things. First up, DPR Live, Text Me. At 2 a.m., You Wouldn't Answer My Calls.
Sorry, can't answer your call at the moment, because she really... Hey.
Got me focused on her lips while you ain't even trying. Girl, you don't feel me now.
All right, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, of course. And taking us out is going to be NMIX with Love Me Like This. Our producers are Sophia Hong and Seoryoung Hong. And we have our writer, Karen Choi. And you have me, Brian Ju, the DJ with the most. And this has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect. Never!